Cyber Monday is the busiest day of the year for hundreds of workers at Amazon.com's fulfillment center in Middletown, Delaware. WHYY's Mark Eichmann got an inside look at the massive operation to find out what it takes to get that brown box to your doorstep.
A seemingly endless supply of boxes flows through Amazon's facility in Middletown, ready to be sorted and shipped to fulfill what is expected to be a record-breaking number of orders.
Last year on Cyber Monday, our customers ordered 426 items per second, which is record-breaking for us. And we actually anticipate that today is going to be even bigger.
That's Amazon's Keisha Cochran. She says those boxes add up to plenty of work for the 2,000 full-time employees at this facility in southern Newcastle County. The 1 million square foot facility is a bit overwhelming as you first step inside. Conveyor belts carry bright yellow trays throughout the warehouse at warp speed. Surprisingly, there's no real rhyme or reason for where items are shelved. Products are stored wherever there's space, and the workers would be lost without computers telling them where to retrieve an item.
So the idea is basically that human beings store where there's space for something, and it also makes it easier so that you're not looking at, you know, five Harry Potter DVDs, for example, and you're trying to find the right one. If that's the only Harry Potter DVD on that shelf, you know you're getting the right item.
While mom-and-pop stores often criticize Amazon and other online retailers, at least one Delaware store is growing because of Amazon. Jennifer McMillan of Newark partners with the online behemoth to sell toys and other items through her virtual store, Shop Your Pants Off.
They've exposed us to a really large customer base, and our business has grown so much that we've taken a hobby to a full-time business for both myself and my husband.
McMillan says business is going so well, she hopes to expand and hire some employees next year. From the Delaware desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.